We're looking at Paul's defense before Herod Agrippa II in Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 12. Now, as we finished last time, we were talking about the fact that there is some scholarly debate on whether or not Paul was a member of the Sanhedrin. And the reason why that comes up is because in verse 10, Paul indicates that he cast his vote against those who were brought to trial, especially in cases of capital offense. So was Paul a member of the Sanhedrin? Well, at the time in the first century, Jewish Sanhedrin had to be made up of people who were biological fathers. We have no indication in the New Testament that Paul was ever married. So it makes it difficult to see how he could have actually been a voting member of the Sanhedrin. Well, different scholars see it differently. Some say that it's possible that he was a widower, and that as a young man, he was married and was a member of the Sanhedrin. Other scholars like Dr. Albert Barnes say this: Paul was not a member of the Sanhedrin, and this does not mean that he voted, but simply that he joined in the persecution. He approved of it. He assented to the putting of the saints to death. The Syriac renders it, "I join with those who condemn them." Well, if Albert Barnes is right, when Paul speaks of casting his vote, he may well be referring to Stephen's execution in Acts chapter 7 as a generalization, meaning that he may be saying, "I gave my verbal agreement with what the Sanhedrin did." Well, as Paul continues his conversion story, he says this in verse 11, "I frequently had them punished in the synagogues, and I tried to make them blaspheme. In my raging fury against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them." Now, it's interesting how Paul asserted before Agrippa II that he had been completely obedient to the Mosaic law. But at that time, he did not see his harassment of the Messianic Jews as a sin. He admits that he went from synagogue to synagogue, quote, "hunting them down." Of course, one of the great ironies about this is that Paul's persecution actually spread the message of the gospel to foreign cities. Before the murder of Stephen and Paul's initial campaign in Jerusalem, most of the Messianic Jews, including the Greek ones, were concentrated in Jerusalem and Judea. With Paul's onslaught, they were forced out of these areas into the wider Jewish and Greek world, and they took their faith with them. Paul was active in having these believers put out of the synagogues. In our English vocabulary, we might well associate this with excommunication. That was the essence of being expelled from the synagogue. So here is why that was so devastating to first century Messianic Jews. The synagogue was the center of Jewish community, its worship, its study of the Jewish scriptures. For the Jews, the local synagogue was the center of their life, joined by their family. Jerusalem had several synagogues for different people groups and languages, but in foreign cities, the synagogue was perhaps even more vital. It gave the Jews a place to meet, share resources, and bolster their identity as God's chosen people. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.